Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today.
What's the 90-91 rule in group communications, and how does it apply to social media? Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill, the 90-91 rule. What does it mean? Let me tell you what it means. It means that 90% of people are predisposed to just lurking, if you will, in the distance when it comes to group communications. They're there watching. They're spectators. 9% are contributing to the conversation, and only 1% are very, very active. So with regard to your social media programs, brands, businesses, companies, organizations of all shapes and sizes, you need to make sure you are teaching and training the 90% to use social media to understand and appreciate content marketing and how important all of that is in business today. The 9% reward them, provide them with even more incentives to get more involved in your social media programs. And that 1%, that's the cream of the crop, folks. These are your all-stars. You want to support them. You want to encourage them. You want to reward them because they're capable of spreading your brand's messages to an even bigger audience. They can help you become an even bigger, better brand. That's the 90-91 rule in group communications.